feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant.
All right. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And how's everybody doing? It's Thursday. It's Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. So you program the music bumps that we play on the show. And so we have a theme every day. Today's Triple Play Thursday. That means one artist, three songs. Pick them out, one artist, three songs, and text them in your requests. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. It's interactive. It's constantly updated. It's happening while the show is happening. So like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. So give us a like. All right. Coming up on the show this morning. After the 2:30 news, Jeffrey Cass, who is the artistic director of Brightside Theater, cast members Jessica West and Jacob Huddleston, are going to join us to talk about their production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which opens tomorrow at the Brightside Theater in Naperville. So we'll talk to those talented people a little bit later on. Speaking of talented people, after the 3 o'clock news, Ben Marshall is going to join us. He's in the Ben Marshall Band. And he's been on the show before, live in studio. We heard his music. He's very, very cool. He's in L.A. right now, and this weekend he's going to be performing at the legendary Whiskey A Go-Go, opening for Leif Garrett. So we will talk about that gig at the legendary Whiskey A Go-Go. He's opening for Leif Garrett, and we will hear a full-length song from him and talk music in general. And that's Ben Marshall of the Ben Marshall Band. That's after 3 o'clock. We are also going to talk about some of the best places, your favorite places for late-night eats in and around the Chicago area. We've got some suggestions, and we'll talk about that, and we'll open up the phone lines. I know all you night owls who listen to the show, you got to eat. What's your favorite late-night place to chow down? And we'll talk about that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head yet again in another battle of pop-up video.
You've won every time, right?
I'm sorry?
Said you've won every time.
We tied right? Once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But outside of that, I've won every time.
Uh-huh.
And Skip Skipley's going to come out of retirement, Esmeralda.
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
Well, because he has to come out of retirement. We're playing pop-up video.
Wow.
It's amazing. In the production village, as I like to call it, my producer Dan Chagrou. It's going to be that place you said is a hut and a production village.
I like it. Okay. I thought it was the traffic hut and the production.
That's village. The traffic hut and the production village. I always like. I call everything a hut or a
can
village.
We go to Char Village after all that?
Char Village, sure, of course. And then you can watch that show that's always on, freaking me out here in the studio, Crime Village.
We'll watch it while eating at Char Village.
Char Village to watch Crime Village. And then you can get it to go and bring it back to Production Village.
I like it.
All right.
Takes a village.
It certainly does. It certainly does take a village, Dan. No truer words have been spoken all week, my friend.
I want to call it a newsquarium, but that used to be the old newsroom when it was up in the fourth floor.
On the fourth floor was the new newsquarium because it was this weird... Just right in the middle of the newsroom was this glass encased. I'm sorry, right in the middle of the, it is a newsroom up there. Yeah. But the newspaper room, there was the GN newsroom up on the fourth floor. I used to go up there and visit Paula all the time. And it was just so weird. So anyway, that's Dan Chagrou. He's my producer. Hi, Dan.
Howdy.
Triple Play Thursday today. Are the requests already coming in?
Yep.
Look at that.
Ready, one already.
You people are nuts. Hey, speaking of nuts. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn.
How is that?
I don't know. I was looking for some sort of smooth segue.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, guess whose birthday is today? Ladies and gentlemen, Vic Vaughn turns 72 today.
Well, thank you, Nick.
No, come on.
You know who reminded me Well, the first person.
Wait, wait, wait! You forgot. You didn't. You forgot your birthday was today.
I did, and I got a.
Maybe you are 72.
Almost.
You got a what now?
I got a poke in the back, and it would not stop. It just kept on coming, and it was right after my alarm went off, and I thought she was trying to wake me up, and I always do the same thing. I set my alarm, and then I snooze for a while. You know, I hit snooze.
By the way, I think you just made a straight out of context this week.
Uh-oh.
That's just me.
But what did I say? What did I say?
You got poked, but go ahead. anyway, so you hit your alarm to snooze.
Yeah, so poke. and I say, what? She says, excuse me, sir, I believe it's your birthday today.
Wow.
That's how I found
That's
out.
How you found out. How do you forget your own birthday?
I do this all the time. Every single year I forget. It's redundant, first of all, and I dislike redundancy, and it just gets yay, I got older. Congratulations.
All right. Well, then I'm sorry I wished you a happy birthday.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm the only person I know that gets pissed off when someone
no.
wishes a happy birthday. Well, happy birthday, man.
Thank
I don't care.
Thank you very much.
I'll say it four times because that will make it redundant. in the traffic hut outside the village is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi. I mean, it kind of is like a hut. It's the size of a hut.
It is. You are kind of in it. It looks like a little hut.
It's a tiny. I should put up straw.
You should.
Around the ceiling.
Yeah.
To make it more hut-like.
Sure. And wear a hula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just go take. Have you ever been to the Lincoln Park Zoo? In the Africa exhibit?
No.
I forget what it's called exactly, but it's all the animals in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the beginning when you walk in, it's supposed to look like a village. And there's and the walls are like decorated as if they're like huts and stands and things.
Uh-huh.
And so you walk in like, oh, I'm in Africa. And,
yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at this hippo.
I'm not in Chicago anymore. How
right.
did that happen?
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to do that to the traffic hut.
I'm sure that Mary would love that in the morning. More stuff for her. More stuff for her to spray and clean.
We get a baby hippo back here. It'll be great.
No way. She would freak out.
I mean, the baby hippos are like the size of the hut. So.
Yeah, yeah. But she would just freak out. Anything, you know, slimy anywhere near the traffic hut, and you know, Mrs. Clean would be in there going nuts.
Her and Bob the engineer.
That's right, Bob vacuum engineer. Bob enjoys the vacuum. You know, I was just thinking we should, like, just on purpose, Esmeralda, if you have, like, food that's going bad in your fridge, bring it here and put it in our fridge and just watch Mary go nuts.
How awful are you? That's terrible. And anyway, that fridge
well,
gets
just...
stinky on its own. Trust me. People leave their
no,
rotty
I know,
food
but
in
she
there.
Just goes so nuts. Every morning she comes in here, like 4:15, she comes in the morning and goes nuts about the fridge. I love it.
She also goes nuts about if there's food in the newsroom.
Oh, yeah, she does. Oh, boy, then last night she must have been really crazy yesterday morning.
Yeah, when there's pizza sitting out, she has a bit of a freak out.
There's a pizza box in the newsroom tonight, isn't there, Vic?
Yeah, there is. And you know what's funny is Mary will come in and... Oh, my God. That's what she says every single morning. What is this? And the funny thing is, though, is there's been four apples that Steve Grzanich brought in, the show host of The Opening Bell.
Yes.
Coming up. He brought four apples in the other day, and they've been sitting here since then.
Oh, man.
I mean, you bring in brownies, they're gone. But four apples, they'll be here
because they're healthy. They're good for
January.
Yeah. Well, no, they won't be there until January because Mary will clean them up.
No, she leaves the healthy food alone. She does not have a problem with health food.
No.
It's
so funny, though. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times I go out during the 4:30 break. You know, I'll during the news, I'll run out and I'll refill my water because the water is all the way down on the other side of the hallway near the newsroom, by the right next to the fridge. And I can't tell you the number of times I've gone up to refill my water during the 4:30 break, and Mary's just got the door open, and she's just shaking her head. She's just disgusted. She's just standing there with the door open, shaking her head. And then she'll inevitably, is this your stuff? I'm like, no, none of it is mine.
That's
what's
why.
What's this brown paper bag in there? And I'm like, I don't know, Mary. It's some food.
What's so this funny. Thing wrapped in newspaper? That's my pizza. Yes, I wrap my pizza in newspaper because I'm Work in the newsroom.
Well, I even said that when I saw it.
You criticized me.
Oh, man. Well, happy birthday, Vic.
Thanks. I believe that's Gunther from Harvard calling me to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to take this call.
He wanted to sing to you on air, but that's against the rules. So
oh, yeah, you can't sing it. We have to pay.
He asked if he could do it in German and if that was a workaround, and I said I don't think so.
No,
so,
no. So, well, anyway, Gunther's on the phone with him right now. All right, we got a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about how much time people waste on TV trying to find something to watch on TV. We'll talk a little bit about that here on 720 WGN.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Yeah. God, remember when there was only 57 channels? That always brings back memories of when I filled in for Dean Richards. Because Dean Richards used to play that song when we would do when his TV segment. Whenever he would do a TV segment, he played that as his theme. Well, feels like it's a Sunday morning at 9 now. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up in a few minutes here, we're going to talk with some of the members of the cast of Disney's Beauty and the Beast and the director of that production from Brightside Theater. And then after 3 o'clock, we have musician Ben Marshall from the Ben Marshall Band joining us. He'll be live in L.A. hanging out with Leif Garrett. All right. So the reason why we played that tune is because there is an article here that I have about where the headline reads, average American wastes 23 minutes a day on trying to find something to watch on TV. ever feel like you spend more time searching for something to watch on TV than actually watching a program? Turns out that sentiment isn't far from the truth. A recent study suggests that the average American will waste 23 minutes every day trying to find something to watch. That is 1.3 years of your life wasted on changing channels or sorting through the TV guide. Who still has a TV guide? I think they mean the menu, right? Yeah. Communications company Ericsson looked at online and broadcast viewing habits as part of a new report using data from just over 13,500 Android smartphones and more than 30,000 online interviews with people across the globe. The U.S. isn't the only country with a channel-changing problem. Consumers in Brazil, China, Germany, and Mexico will spend 1.5 years on average flipping around. In India, it goes as high as 1.7 years. With all the screens surrounding us from smartphones to tablets to traditional TV sets, over the last 4 years, Americans have increased the amount of time they spend in front of the screen by 1.5 hours a day. And interestingly, people are spending more time looking at their mobile devices, more than 4 hours a week, than they are experiencing fixed screen viewing in front of a TV in a living room, which has dropped to 2.5 hours. Dan, you flip around a lot?
You know, I don't think it's 23 minutes, but yeah. You know, and it's funny because it's the same 10, 12 channels that I'm flipping between.
Yeah.
You know, but I was thinking about it today. I probably wasted 10 minutes at least of my day kind of going between, you know, this and that and flipping around.
Yeah, I do it the most is Netflix. Because you've got that your list in front of you. You got the everything is like a different genre. What's trending now? What's new? What Nick would like, you know? And so I just go vroom, vroom, and I'll spend 15 minutes in, before I watch something on Netflix, unless I went to Netflix to specifically watch something. If I just go to Netflix and go, well, I'll watch something, that's when I really waste a lot of time.
If you really, really, really want to waste some time on Netflix, you know, they present to you the categories they think you'll watch.
Yes.
But there are millions of other titles they have. So what I do is I just type in the letter A in the search box, and I go through all the titles.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll go to B and go through the titles just to see what's out there. Just because, like, you know, there was a story that came out a couple months ago that they've purposely create really creative, unique categories. It's like,
of course, yeah,
anime from the West that features unicorns, you know, like stuff like that, you know. And so I'm, you know, that inspired me. Like, what the hell else is on here that I'm not seeing? And there it was, because there was that funny situation with you, Esmeralda, where you found that weird radio show set in Chicago.
Yeah. The Jams.
And it came up because you watched something involving Anthony Bourdain in Chicago.
Yeah, and I would never, ever, ever have come up with that show.
Yeah, I never even heard of it. And two of my friends were in it. And I'd never even heard of it before until, Esmeralda, you pointed it out. No, you ever get hooked on the Netflix lists, Esmeralda? You ever go through
like
them?
the what they recommend for you?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Or do you when you go to Netflix, do you go, well, let me see what's available? And because I find myself going through the menus a lot when I'll
do what you do where you go, I'm going to watch something.
Yeah.
And then you go through the lists, and then I'm usually like, oh, is this it? And then I try to look up something. I go, oh, I remember. I want to see this. It's not there.
Yeah.
And then I try to look up something. It's not there. I'm like, what is on this damn thing?
Now, do you waste time? Because looking, like it says, 23 minutes a day is the average an American wastes time trying to find something to watch on TV. Do you find yourself doing that ever?
Probably. I don't even have that many channels. But I for some reason, sometimes channels come in and out.
Yeah, there's something wrong with your TV.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But
yeah.
Sometimes I'll get the Korean channels, and then there'll be soap operas on. So then I'll just sit there for a minute and try to figure it out, or I will sit and wait and see if the channel comes up. Because sometimes it takes a second or two,
yeah.
or three or ten.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there staring at a blank screen, hoping it comes up. Or the Polish stations. Like, I'll just watch to see. I'm like, I wonder what they're saying. I'm trying to decipher the news.
You certainly have interesting viewing habits, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
I got a lot of weird channels. Because there's all those movie channels.
Yeah.
Like this and
movies.
Yeah. And Get It or something like that.
Yeah.
Get. I forget what it is, but it's like a crime channel.
Crime Village?
Yes, it's Crime Village.
You know, by the way, the Up channel, do you have Up?
I don't have Up, no.
The Up channel, starting November 18th, is going to show every single one of the Gilmore Girls episodes leading up to the Netflix premiere on Black Friday.
You know, I did go home and my parents do have Up. They have the Up channel because it had Buffy on.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Buffy's on
Buffy
there all
the
time.
Buffy was on there. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, Buffy's on there all the time. But, yeah, they're doing a ridiculous marathon of all seven seasons of Gilmore Girls leading up to the Netflix premiere. And I'm off that week.
Don't you have
Wait
them
a minute.
On DVD?
I'm off that week.
You are, yes.
You don't have them on DVD already?
I do, but it'll be fun to watch, like, on the couch with the commercials.
That you should dress up how you dressed in that time period.
In the early 2000s?
Yes.
It's very much like I'm dressed right now. All right. Well, we got a break here. We got the news coming up next, and then after the news, we will welcome a couple of cast members and the director of Brightside Theater's upcoming production of Beauty and the Beast. That's coming up after the news.